Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Is this the Popular Hardware thing?
Yes, sir, it
Are you
is.
there?
This is
Yeah, I'm
customer
calling
support for
about
that company.
I'm just calling about a second charge that ended up on my card, and just curious as to why I would have two charges.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
14610.
14610. Can I have your first and last name?
I don't want to give you too much information. I'll tell you what, I'll give you an order number.
Right now,
I have an
sir, I
order
can't
number
look it
for.
up by your order number.
Why not?
Because I'm following
I mean, you
protocol.
guys. What's that?
Your first
Okay, I'm just
name.
going to deal with the bank. I'm just going to deal with the bank tomorrow. I'm just going to report you guys because I just don't understand why you guys are charging my
Is your
car.
first name Demars?
That's my last name.
Geoff? G.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, you still want to
GEOF
call the
address.
bank then? You don't want me to assist
Well,
you?
I have to. I'm going to have to call the bank tomorrow because you guys were supposed to charge me $7.95, which you did, but then you charged me like 65 bucks just yesterday.
Okay,
So,
sir. Well,
not quite sure why you would have done that.
can I get you to verify the address for me so I can access your account?
No, I'm not going to do that. I think you guys have enough of my information. Like I said, I'm going to call the bank tomorrow.
I'm
I'm
trying to
going to,
help you, sir. I'm trying to help you. That's all. Is this
Okay,
okay?
well,
Heal.
if I give you an order number, I mean, I have an order number here,
Okay,
and I
sir.
can't give you the order number,
Heal.
and you're not.
Hillside Avenue. Finish it for me.
Hillside Avenue. You have all, it seems like you have all my information.
The number address. I'm trying to. I have to. You have to verify this for security purposes.
660.
Thank you. Rochester, New York.
Yes. You were not asking me to verify it. You were just asking me for the information. If you have
I
it in front of me, you
said,
want to verify it.
can you please verify the address for me for security purposes? You wasn't listening.
Well, you didn't tell me that you had the address. You said, what is your name and what is your address? So now that we're past that, you have my name and address. I have
Okay,
an
the
order
reason
number.
you're being charged 6732 is because of that first charge you made on December 5th, where you enter into a sweepstakes to win a Crousette. And it said if you do not win and if you do not cancel your account, you would be billed monthly. The terms and conditions.
Well, that will be canceled immediately then.
Okay, well, give me one moment so I can cancel it for you.
And I also want that money refunded back.
As a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund.
What's that?
Since that is a valid charge, sir, I can offer you a 35% refund for that 6732.
It doesn't really seem like a valid charge.
Sir, it was
Did I
valid.
get right?
You
Did I get well? Did I get what I was charged for? So I have, here's my email here.
did not cancel your account, sir, so that's why you're being charged.
Canceled my account. It's been a week. Okay, it has been a week. I was charged $7.95 for an item that you said that I would be getting. You know, where's the picture?
No, you entered for a chance to win a Crousette. You
I
entered to a
did
sweepstakes,
for seven
and you
for
did not
seven
win,
ninety five. No,
sir.
no, no, for. $7.95. It was for the shipping and handling. That's what the email said. For
No,
$7.95,
the seven ninety
and
five was to enter for a chance.
it even says congratulations, you are a winner. Pay $7.95 below.
What did you read the
So
terms and conditions, sir?
you're telling me I'm not a winner though?
Yes, sir, you're not a winner. So, and it said in the terms
Well,
and
so I'm
conditions.
reading. So can you read the email that says I am a winner though?
You're not a winner.
I
You
mean,
didn't win.
well, I see the email I'm looking at right here says, congratulations, you are a winner. A795. Yeah, trust me, I feel the same way, you know? And again, you guys, it just seems like you guys are, you know, dipping some things in here. So you're not going to take care of the chart. Now, like I said, I'm going to be talking to the bank tomorrow. I'm going to report you guys. Because, you know, again, you're sending me emails claiming that I won something.
Well, sir,
I don't
did you
have a camera
read
to
the
prove it.
terms and conditions?
Did you read the email that you sent me that says I'm the winner?
The
Did you
company
read
sent you
that?
the email. I didn't send you anything.
Well, I'm looking at The only emails I got are just something that says, you know, order ID is.
Well, sir, you sound, sir, you sound like you're old enough to know nothing in life is free. Come on now. Just be real. But,
Okay, I want to be real. I want to be real. But when you send me something, you know, and you tell me that it costs a certain amount of money, but then you charge me more and you don't send me that item. Yeah, okay.
They would have never charged you if you.
Breathe,
I'm sorry. They would have never charged you if you would have just called in to cancel that account.
It's been a week.
Okay, sir. If you,
you're saying this is a regular monthly charge. You know, it's okay. We're gonna be done. We'll be done. We're canceling the card. I'm gonna call. We're gonna report you guys tomorrow. You guys are all set.
So, okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Go fuck off.